Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Wee Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about why HDB prices keep going up and up. I believe that most HDB owners who have realized that their flat prices have been increasing ever since the pandemic. Why is this so? Who is driving up the demand? Private property owners? Singles? PR? Some even say foreigners. Well, we will explore what is the underlying reasons based on my ground assessment. Here, let's go. Let's go into some numbers first. As reported by HDB, HDB resale price index has continued to gallop forward after a period of stagnation from 2015 to 2019. This is because of the controversy topic of lease decay. This led to buyers siam HDB flats. This issue was fixed before the 2020 general election when the authority relaxed the use of CPF usage for aging flats. Bingo! Every HDB owners are happy again, and prices continue to move up. So far, HDB prices have increased by 1.8% in the first quarter of 2024. The second quarter also saw a spike at 2.3%. That is why HDB announced cooling measure to cool the red-hot HDB market on 19 August 2024. Cooling measure include lowering the loan-to-value ratio by 5% from 80% to 75% and more housing grant to eligible first-time home buyers. If you have noticed, this is coincidentally after my earlier video on Is the HDB Market on Fire, published on 17 August 2024. Anyway, if you have referred to my earlier numbers on HDB Price Index, resale prices have appreciated by 42.9% to date. Q3 data is not out yet, but I'm pretty sure it will still go up. The cooling measure will take time to temper off the resale market. So, what is driving up the market? I'm not an expert. I refer to HDB press release and I quote, "This was driven by strong, broad-based demand, coupled with some supply tightness as fewer flats reached their minimum occupation period this year." Wow, this statement is very generic. Like got say, got no say like that. Never mind, let me dissect it for you. At this junction, based on my ground assessment, I can only say the resale buyers come from all walks of life. I don't have an exact number for you, but I can safely say they come from private property owners, singles, newly married couples, permanent residents, and HDB seniors looking at downgrading to HDB upgraders who are priced out of the private property market. There is always the demand for HDB resale flats as they are the most basic form of housing. Everyone needs a roof over their head, whether they are MOP flats, merchant ones, to aging flats. They are a budget for everyone. However, I have to say that the recent ramp up in prices mean a segment of buyers are priced out. That is why HDB offer enhanced housing grants to eligible Singaporeans. If you look at their policy, it's very targeted. That is why I say HDB is very good. Got heart for the people. Another reason why prices are increasing. Well, if you open your eyes around when you travel, you have seen many beautiful HDB flats that have achieved their MOP. In 2024, some 13,000 flats could potentially reach their MOP. Based on Promnet's research on the potential HDB housing project reaching the FIRE's MOP in 2024, as published on April 2024, the report mentioned that the number of MOP flats available is closely tied to the HDB built-to-order supply, as a ramp-up in the new flat supply will result in more flats hitting MOP down the road. Case in point, HDB increased its BTO flat supply and offered more than 100,000 flats between 2011 and 2014. Looking at the chart, we can see that the MOP stock from 2019 to 2022 was among the highest, because the surge in BTO from 2011 to 2014 would have been built and reached the MOP then. In 2022 itself, we have the highest at 31,000 flats. In 2023, we have 15,000 flats. In 2024, we have 13,000 flats. So, where are the upcoming MOP flats located? Well, according to Promnet estimate, about 20% of the 13,000 units are located in Sembawang, followed by 16% in Sengkang, 15% in Tampines, and 10% in Toa Payoh. The remaining units are found in Yishun, Punggol, Hougang, Bukit Batok, Bedok, Geylang, Queenstown, and Clementi. As a general rule of thumb, most BTO flats will double their value upon reaching MOP. Some make more and some make less. Here, don't ask me which BTO cluster will make more money. HDB flats are for you to stay, not for you to speculate. The most important thing is to secure a flat and start a family. At the same time, see your property value increase over time. This, in my opinion, is almost risk-free. That is why, as a Singaporean, I'm very proud that HDB is building affordable flats for Singaporeans. That is why even the most underprivileged can even own a HDB flat in Singapore. In other countries, luan ready. Sorry, 自己照顾自己. Their government doesn't even bother about you. They only build big mansions for themselves. Here, our public housing market is the cornerstone of our stability. 没有家就没有国. That is why the increase in MOP flats in recent years has indirectly pushes up the resale price index due to its higher price point. Do I make sense here? This is another reason why HDB prices keep going up. HDB flats are very livable. I have stayed in a 3-room and 4-room HDB flat before. That is why I still prefer to stay in a HDB flat if I given a choice. If you have visited any new HDB flats today, you will be blown away. I visit many such flats across Singapore, from Punggol to Tampines to Bidadari to Clementi. They are all very well designed and functional. From spacious corridor to high-rise living with an unblocked view of the surrounding. Look at the scenery, it's so beautiful. The community area are also well equipped with fitness station to playground to elderly facilities. Some blocks even have sky garden, they are so well ventilated. Do you know, sometimes I will go there to do my work and seek inspiration for my next video content. It's open to the public, and the best part is free. HDB flat also have very low maintenance. Why bother to pay $300 to even $500 per month for maintenance fees? The saving can be very significant over the long run, especially for our seniors. That is why many PPO are downgrading to buy such BTO MOP flats. Because they are as good as condo. Plus, got service and conservancy rebate to more government subsidies. What else can you ask more for? In recent years, BTO flats have also been located in prime location. All thanks to ex-MND Minister Xu Wenyan. He was the one who pushed for more prime land to build BTO flats to quench the red hot market back then. When you have a BTO flat and a resale condo side by side, which one will you go for? I can't help but wonder if the BTO flats will suck away the demand from the private market. Or will that even happen? Or the reverse will happen, more demand for resale condos from HDB upgraders. Anyone wish to share your comments here with me? At the same time, with rising private property prices, many HDB upgraders are priced out. That is why many turn their attention to bigger and more affordable HDB resale flats. That is why we see million-dollar HDB flats even in non-mature estate. I hope I value-add the real estate industry with my sharing on why HDB prices are going up. For HDB upgraders, if you are priced out, I feel for you. No worry, I have another lobang for you. As you know, I'm a firm believer in EC. They are another form of subsidized housing for the middle class. Ternet has some return units for sale. Ternet is an EC located in Tampines North and near to the upcoming Tampines North MRT station. This site is also next to an integrated development that will be launched likelihood next year. Will the EC stand to gain from the redevelopment of Tampines North? I'm pretty sure it will. This is almost similar to Esperina Resident EC and the relationship with Sengkang Grand Mall and residents. Buy to wait, don't wait to buy. Anyway, this is the price list for 1.3 million to 2.4 million for the penthouse. The cutoff date for submission is 26 September 2024 at 6 PM. Balloting is on 28 September at Altura Show Flat. Before you commit, make sure you have lots of cash and CPF as EC adopt the mortgage service ratio. If you are keen, kindly contact me. If you enjoyed this video, kindly help me to share, like and subscribe. See you soon.